when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Welcome to Joblogs and 2016, guys. No cheer?
I feel like I always do whoop whoop, so I consciously was like, no more whoop whoops. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. New year, new you.
Oh my gosh. So I hope you guys had a great holiday. I'm Courtney.
I'm Joy Marie.
And again, this is Joblogs Minisode Edition, our little bite-sized version of our episodes to kind of get you through to the next episode.
Yes.
So many of you may remember back in 2015, I mentioned...
All of yesterday. Shut up.
I mentioned I was reading this book, Letters of Note, which is a collection of notable letters throughout history because I am a nerd. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites was written by Hunter S. Thompson. He's most known for the book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and also pioneering gonzo journalism. He's a complete nut. He has a movie with Johnny Depp, so check that out, or his books if you have time. Cool. But long story short, he wrote this letter to his friend Hume Logan in response to this request for life advice. And I really thought it would be great to kind of share some of this letter with you guys as you set your goals for the year.
Yeah.
So giving you monologue in the new year.
Okay, I'm ready. All right,
drop the beat. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles. William Shakespeare. And indeed, that is the question. Whether to float with the tide or to swim for a goal is a choice we must all make, consciously or unconsciously, at one time in our lives. So few people understand this. Think of any decision you've made which had a bearing on your future. I may be wrong, but I don't see how it could have been anything but a choice, however indirect, between the two things I've mentioned, the floating or the swimming. But why not float if you have no goal? That is another question. It is unquestionably better to enjoy the floating than to swim in uncertainty. So how does a man find a goal? Not a castle in stars, but a real intangible thing. How can a man be sure he's not after the big rock candy mountain, the enticing sugar candy goal that has little taste and no substance? The answer, and in a sense the tragedy of life, is that we seek to understand the goal and not the man. We set up a goal which demands of us certain things, and we do these things. We adjust to the demands of a concept which cannot be valid. When you were young, let us say you wanted to be a fireman. I feel reasonably safe saying that you no longer want to be a fireman. Why? Because your perspective has changed. It's not the fireman who has changed, but you.
Come on now.
Every man is the sum total of his reactions to experience. As your experiences differ and multiply, you become a different man, and hence your perspective changes. This goes on and on. Every reaction is a learning process. Every significant experience alters your perspective. But don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that we can't be firemen, bankers, or doctors, but we must make the goal conform to the individual rather than make the individual conform to the goal.
Whew, say that again.
In every man, heredity and environment have combined to produce a creature of certain abilities and desires, including a deeply ingrained need to function in such a way that his life will be meaningful. And a man has to be something. He has to matter. As I see it then, the formula runs something like this. A man must choose a path which will let his abilities function at a maximum efficiency toward the gratification of his desires. In doing this, he is fulfilling a need, giving himself identity by functioning in a set pattern toward a set goal. He avoids frustrating his potential, choosing a path which puts no limit on his self-development, and he avoids the terror of seeing his goal wilt or lose its charm as he draws closer to it. Rather than bending himself to meet the demands of that which he seeks, he has bent his goal to conform to his own abilities and desires. In short, he has not dedicated his life to reaching a predefined goal, but he has rather chosen a way of life he knows he will enjoy. The goal is absolutely secondary. It is the functioning toward the goal which is important. And it seems almost ridiculous to say that a man must function in a pattern of his own choosing, for to let another man define your goals is to give up on one of the most meaningful aspects of life, the definitive act of will, which makes a man an individual. Let's assume that you have a choice of 8 paths to follow, all predefined paths, of course. And let's assume that you can't see any real purpose in any of the 8. Then, and here's the essence of all I've said, you must find a 9th path. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it isn't as easy as it sounds. You lived a relatively narrow life, a vertical rather than horizontal existence. So it isn't any too difficult to understand why you seem to feel the way you do. But a man who procrastinates in his choosing will inevitably have his choice made for him by circumstance. Mm-hmm. So if you now number yourself among the disenchanted, then you have no choice but to accept things as they are, or to seriously seek something else. But beware of looking for goals. Look for a way of life. Decide how you want to live, and then see what you can do to make a living inside that way of life. But you say, I don't know where to look. I don't know what to look for. And there's the crux. Is it worth giving up what I have to look for something better? I don't know. Is it? Who can make that decision but you? But even by deciding to look, you go a long way toward making the choice.
Snaps.
Put a 2016.
Wow, that was deep.
I loved it. It's all about the journey, guys. So keep that in mind as you start on this brave new year.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.